Welcome back to the Motivation Minute Podcast. I'm Spencer Harrow, along here with my friend, Jeriah Miller.
Hey, Spencer.
And we're here to discuss books on entrepreneurial and business ideas with you. And today is a really exciting day because I've been looking forward to getting things done all week. How about you, Jeriah?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. And you're talking about the book, Getting Things Done, right?
Exactly. And the after effect of actually getting more stuff done from reading the book, because we have some tremendous productivity tips we're about to discuss that really blew me away when I was reading the book. So how about we jump right into it?
Sounds good.
All right. Based on our Motivation Minute checklist approach, we like to start with about our author first. So let's talk about David Allen. He's written three books, Getting Things Done, Ready for Anything, and Making It All Work. And actually, we just read the second edition of Getting Things Done, which he just put out in 2015. And I think it's really well done. People consider David Allen the number one productivity thinker of today.
Wow, and also he's had a lot of different careers. It says here he's been a magician, a waiter, karate teacher, landscaper, vitamin distributor, glass blowing, lathe operator, just some crazy stuff, gas station manager, restaurant cook, personal growth trainer. He's done a lot of things, and so it just looks like he knows what he's talking about.
That's a broad background, and you know, he pretty much, you'd think he knows what he's talking about when he comes from that many fields, because he's talked to so many people, and yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, and he also went to in the University of California, Berkeley, and also New College of Florida. So
something that David Allen has is this getting things done technique, which we're going to dive into a little bit in this podcast. I heard about this technique through a blog article I read online where it discussed the getting things done productivity technique along with the Pomodoro technique. Pomodoro is this like 25-minute timer technique where you set a timer, you work straight for 25 minutes with no distractions. You don't even look at your phone. You don't check your email. At the end of those 25 minutes, you take a 5-minute break, you do this 4 times in a row, and then you take a longer break at the end of that. And the whole idea is your work is time-based, not outcome-based. Because in today's world, productivity is tough because we're getting distracted a lot.
Yeah, it's impossible to stay focused in the modern world. We have so many options and, you know, just the technology. I mean, we've all heard this a million times, but it's just true that you almost can't get things done if you don't stay organized and have systems in place and do planning and have a calendar, and all that stuff is hard, and a lot of people don't do it, and so it's hard to get things done.
So that was a bit of a rabbit trail. Let's go back to getting things done. What's this book about? Well, I think that the pivotal point of this book is summed up in a quote by David Allen that your mind is for having ideas, not for holding them.
Yeah, like I just realized a lot of my day is spent thinking about all the things I have to do, or sometimes I'll lay in bed at night thinking about all the things I want to do and I have to do, and I get stressed about it, and I just realize it's a complete waste of time to think about the things we have to do. We should be doing something instead of thinking about the things. So how do we overcome that to not be thinking about all the things we have to do?
So what you have to do is write out everything you think you need to do on paper. This is David Allen's technique. He says if you can get it out on paper, it's out of your brain. And that is the absolute key, because it's distracting you otherwise. And when you have these distractions going on, it's hurting your productivity, because productivity is directly proportional to how well you can relax. And when your brain is in this frenzied state of trying to remember everything, that's not very relaxing.
Yeah, I mean, busyness does not equal business. That was a quote from the book. It's not just about doing more and thinking and just working harder and just, you know, trying to do more. That's not going to get more things done. It's really about, yeah, being relaxed, taking a break, planning, organizing, putting in systems. And a lot of times, you know, we don't want to spend time on those things because it takes away from all the other things that we have to do. But in reality, it's going to give us so much more time if we're organized and put in systems.
Yeah, David Allen brings up a great analogy of the whole productivity and relaxation balance. Think about a martial artist. A martial artist has to be in a perpetual state of readiness while at the same time maintaining relaxation. Like, for example, my dad told me a story of when he was in Chicago one time with a buddy. They were on the L, which is the train that goes through Chicago, the elevated train. And he was just sitting down with his friend. It was late at night. And suddenly, two guys came up behind them and said, "Hand us your money." My dad had no idea that the guy next to him, that was his college buddy, was a black belt. And so his friend grabs the two guys, breaks their arms, and throws them out of the train. The doors close, and they drive off.
It's crazy
that that's a perfect example of how a martial artist has to stay in prime condition to always be ready when they least expect it. And that's the whole idea of this productivity technique, I think.
Yeah, we have to be intentional about always planning and strategizing. That's something that it's hard for me to do. And I think that's what the book really boils down to, is managing the things that you have to do. Being able to intentionally look at all the things you have to do, figure out which ones are most important, and how to actually go about doing those things effectively, and be focused. Be completely concentrated on the task at hand without being distracted. And that's so hard to do. It's most people are distracted by the smallest things. And I'm a very distracted person. I'm always getting texts and reminders and messages and notifications. And it's so hard to stay focused with all those other things going on. And so I'm really excited to start to dive into this book.
Totally. I agree. I get the same situation. I get a text and I go to the thing that was texted to me. I work on that for a few minutes and some other distraction comes up and I get on that. And pretty soon I'm half an hour down a different trail than I started on and I'm in the total wrong place. So yeah, getting things done in the right order is going to be key.
Yeah, and it's kind of a paradox with the modern world because we have a better quality of life and all these things are supposed to help us. But in the end, it just causes more mental overload and extreme stress. So maybe we should just all be Amish again, right?
That might be the solution. Okay, the beauty of this system is it's dead simple. It boils down to a piece of paper. You ready?
Yeah.
It's as simple as do it, delegate it, defer it, or drop it. So let's start with do it. It all starts with your inbox. You bring the ideas out of your brain, you write them on paper, you put them in a physical tray, or a computer tray that you create of ideas. Those ideas are in there, and you start looking at them once you want to process your inbox. When you look at an item, you say, is it actionable? If it is, you figure out what's the next thing you can do with that item. And that's where do it comes in. Because if you can do that action in 2 minutes or less, you should do it now because it is the most productive thing to do. But if you can't, you put it out till later. And you can put it in a someday file or a tickler file, which simply means that you'll pull it up at the time you need it through a filing system, or you can make it a reference. And then how about delegate it, Jiraiya? How does that work?
That's if someone else can do it. And that's more, I think that'd be more for your typical maybe business owner or some things that, and it doesn't just have to be for a business owner, but I think it's a good idea to start delegating a lot of things because we have so many things to do that sometimes it can save us so much time to get somebody else to do it instead of trying to do everything ourselves. And if you're not going to delegate it, then you can defer it. And that's if you set it for a specific date further in the future, you know, specific date on your calendar of when you're going to do it.
And the other thing to note about the calendar is it's non-negotiable. The whole idea of that David Allen puts forth is you want your calendar to be what you plan to do that day, not just what you're thinking about doing, but what you're going to do. It's the must-dos. And the things that you might do go in next action lists that are all based on context. So you have a list for the next actions you might do, or a list for when you're at home, what you would do at the office, on errands, on an airplane. You can make lists for context of all sorts and then put all of your tasks in those lists. And then the last thing would be you could drop an item. There's several things where you don't need to think about it anymore. It's not really that important. So just throw it out.
Yeah, one thing in the book I remember he said, sometimes we set standards that are too high. Like we think we have to have everything perfectly organized 100% of the time. And it says sometimes we have to be willing to kind of renegotiate with ourselves and just drop it and say it's not a big deal, you know? Okay, so what are some ways to get certain things done, to actually write down and collect all the things that are on our mind?
So there's definitely the paper method, which is a little bit more old-fashioned today, but in some sense, paper is a great way as a fallback option if you don't prefer digital ways for tracking your thoughts or your ideas. And then, of course, there's digital, where you know, you have all sorts of things. Emails now are digital. It used to be you had snail mail, and that was all physical. So it's tough in a world where we're balancing. We've got physical items and digital items. So sometimes it's a mixture approach.
And whichever method you pick, whether it's digital or paper, it's based on personal preference. But the main point is to have a system in place in order to follow these five steps. And he actually put these five steps in the book as to how to write everything down and how to actually take action and complete the tasks. And it's in five steps. It's capture, clarify, organize, reflect, and engage. And I'll explain kind of what that means. So the first step is to have some type of medium like paper, or whether you go paper or digital, to capture every time you have a thought. That's the main point. Write it down. Write everything down. All your thoughts, all your to-do lists, write it down. So after you've captured and you've written down your tasks and what you need to do, that's just the first step, because a lot of people have a list, but they haven't clarified what action they're going to take the next step. And so if you just have a whole bunch of lists with all your to-do lists written down everywhere, that can actually create more stress. So that's not the best way to go about it either.
There's a cool way to organize it, though, that I just found this week after reading the book. It's an app called OmniFocus. And just to clarify, this is not a sponsored ad. This is volunteering our idea that you can use this app. So OmniFocus is this $40 app that is the best app engineered for the getting things done method, I think. And the whole idea is it enables you to sort things by context, like your lists of home, office, errands, airplane, whatever your lists are. You can have a list for all the tasks you have. It has an inbox where you can store tasks and then sort them by the context where you'll complete them.
Wow.
It has a whole projects interface where you can turn a project into multiple checklist items to complete, so that it's not just one task. And it has geofencing built in. So if you show up at a grocery store, your errands list pops up. If you shop at a hardware store, same thing happens with the hardware items you need to purchase.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I think learning how to use that tool effectively would be really valuable. I mean, it said in the book, one thing I noted, it's not like how smart you are or how good your memory is or how good you are at, you know, organizing naturally, but it's about the tools and the tricks that you can use. You use certain tools and systems and tricks, and that's going to allow you to create space and become more organized and get more things done.
And also, there's one other feature that's really cool, which is you can review every week your progress on your goals. So one of the strategies in the Getting Things Done book is spend 30 minutes to 2 hours per week studying up on how you're doing on your tasks and making sure that nothing slips through the cracks. And OmniFocus has this built in. There's a review tool where it goes through all your lists and recommends what to review, what dates to change, which a number of tools that try to do this don't do nearly as well. There's a free tool out called Trello that I've used for managing projects before, and it's similar to the Getting Things Done approach, where you have your to-do items and they're under certain contexts, but there's no review ability, but it is free. So you can kind of start implementing Getting Things Done that way.
Yeah, and it did say in the book that it's good to do a weekly review, because sometimes I set a calendar and then I forget to actually go look at the calendar and then I miss it. So you have to make sure to check your calendar, check your notes again regularly. So you have to do a whole bunch of things. I mean, it's not easy, but if you can learn to do it, it's going to save you so much time. And, you know, I just recently started using a calendar, like I said, and just from the minimal amount I've been using it, it's helped me so much so I don't have to remember things. I don't have to rely on my memory. You know, that's the whole point of organizing. It's not so you can do less things or become dull or lax. That's what it, you know, said in the book. It's so you can empty your brain and enable you to have more productivity and more creativity.
All right, let's talk about our number one takeaway from this book. Mine is the 2-minute rule. I was pretty amazed by this rule that if something takes less than 2 minutes, just do it right now. Because I have a way of procrastinating on things where if it looks like it's going to take more than a few seconds, I generally don't do it. Like if there's something that I'm supposed to bring to somewhere else in the house and it's sitting on my desk, I'll just leave it there until I have a whole pile of stuff that needs to go to that place in the house. When I could just move it, if it's less than 2 minutes, just do it right now and it takes it off your mind. Otherwise, I'm just staring at it all day, not dealing with it.
Wow.
So in general, if something takes less than 2 minutes, it's worth it. More than 2 minutes, you've passed the benefit of spending the time on that thing. So make it a task for later. That's my number one takeaway.
Yeah, it's a really simple technique, but really effective. I guess my takeaway was something that said in the book about how a lot of the, you know, you hear the concepts nowadays of, you know, you gotta set big goals and you have to set big picture strategies for your life, which is, you know, and it's true, but and then it's like almost like as a cover up to make so you don't have to focus on the small details. It's like just you'll figure it out the details. Just make a big goal for your life. And the book said that. And that'd be the typical top-down approach for your life. But the book said it's actually better to start small, so start at the bottom and work your way up. So work on the details, work on the organizing, the little things, like if it's going to take less than 2 minutes, just do it right now. Those little things are also the important things, because if you're not organized in any part of your life with the small things, then how are you going to be good at the big things? So it's kind of a bottom-up approach versus the top-down.
Yeah, I agree, and it helps you figure out what do I do next when you're really stuck, because big goals are big goals. They're tough to know what's the next step, and this simplifies it down to what do you do now? What's the next book up, Jiraiya?
So the next book we're going to be reading and discussing on the podcast is a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I've heard about this book for so long. It's a really famous book, but I've never actually had the chance to read it. The book is about, and I don't know that much about the book yet, but I just know I want to read it because I've heard so much about it. It was written by a guy named Robert Kiyosaki. He's really famous in the business world. And he talks about how he grew up with kind of two father figures. His real dad, who was very well-educated, worked hard, and made a good income. But he, you know, he held the traditional beliefs about money. And he struggled financially. And he was poor, essentially. But he had his friend's dad, who was also a figure in his life. He didn't have a college degree. He also worked hard, but he thrived financially, and he had a whole other world view and a view on money and a different mindset than his real dad did. And in the book, I think he explains the differences of what he learned through that experience growing up. And I'm just really excited to see what I can learn from the book, and I'm excited to read it.
And this is a great follow-up to The Millionaire Next Door, which we started with, because we, in The Millionaire Next Door, we just saw the rich dad perspective, but here we get to contrast that with the poor dad, rich dad perspective.
I like that, yeah.
The other way, rich dad, poor dad.
I'm excited to hear that, yeah.
Yeah, so the great thing is we'll see both perspectives at once, and it'll give us a whole new way to look at wealth and entrepreneurial thinking.
All right, I hope you enjoyed the discussion about the book Getting Things Done. And if you want to actually learn how we read our books, and by the way, I read this book in just a few hours earlier today, and I was able to get the main point of the book in a really short amount of time. And the way I did that is I actually used a checklist that you made, Spencer, and you got that from some article that you read, right, about how to read a book really fast. And you can read a book, you know, in 3 hours or less using this method. So if you want to find out how to do that, just go to motivationminute.com, sign up for the free checklist, and also leave a review about this podcast on iTunes for a chance to win a free book.
We'll see you guys next time for Rich Dad, Poor Dad.